Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1667. Visible translated text is as follows. Been after me to make an affidavit for him that Jim Conley had been down on me or had asked me to let him go down on me. I refused every time because it was a lie. Jinmi Ren said if I would do this, he would dress me up and send me to Cincinnati or anywhere else I wanted to go. And I told him I wasn't going to do it, that there wasn't a word of truth in it. Dot. Slash. Since I have been at the factory, I have never heard anyone there say anything about Jim Conley ever having done anything of that kind. A few weeks ago, Jinmi Ren came to me and said, I am in a hell of a fix. I have got to get something good. Don't you know a Negro woman I can get who will swear that Jim Conley went down on her? And I told him I wouldn't do it, and that I didn't know of any Negro woman. They asked me if I knew Maggie Gunter, sworn for the state. I am a cousin of Annie Maud Carter. I was at Ellen Sims's house when she was sick, and it was just after Annie Maud Carter got out of jail and we were talking to her, and she told us that she knew James Conley and that she had talked with James Conley and had tried to get him to tell her about the murder of the little white girl. But she told us that Conley would not talk to her about it, except he told her that he did not kill the girl, that Mr. Dot Frank had done that, and that he would not discuss the case with her, that Conley had told her the truth. I have known Annie Maud Carter all her life, and I know her general reputation and character, and the same are bad. And I would not believe her on oath. LeJackson, sworn for the state. I am a Methodist preacher. I have known Annie Maud Carter and her mother 6, 7, or 8 years. I am personally acquainted with the general character of Julia Carter, the mother of Annie Maud Carter. Julia Carter is a good woman and has a good reputation. I am also well acquainted with the general character. I could not under any circumstances believe her on oath. She has been constantly in the courts for robbery, stealing, and other crimes. Jacob Harris, sworn for the state. I have known Annie Maud Carter since she was about 8 years old. I have lived close to her for several years and close to her kinpeople pretty much ever since I have known her. I know Annie Maud Carter's general character and reputation, and they are bad. I would not believe her on oath.